Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off so we can get started. All right, I may not be able to take calls. You know, I might have to hook some other shit up till I get it straight. I might just have to call this IT guy and then set some shit up. But, you know, I'm fucking through with 22. I know I got another day, so I'm going to do whatever I do today and tomorrow. But I'm not even looking at any of the fucking sales. You know, I usually, let me tell you something about sales with me. Some dudes say, man, you got a lot of different prices. You know, I do. But that's because you guys be looking at old shit, trying to make that shit be something that you can use now. Because I might say this amount today, but that's only for today and tomorrow, maybe 48 hours. And then in 3 days, I'm liable to be saying something else because I didn't thought of something else. A sale is a sale. A sale is not something that you can see in June, and you want it to work for you, but you don't order this shit until August. How the fuck is the sale gonna matter? The sale is only for when it is what I'm saying. So you guys gotta understand that. You know what? Let's get with what I wanna talk about. At the end of each year, you know, I review, I think about shit, and I contemplate what I want to do. But all of that's done in my sleep. You just don't know. It's always a pleasure to get sleep for me because I can't fucking sleep. It is a pleasure to go to bed, and while you're sitting there falling asleep, you just savor the thrills your life provides you. Now, I don't know what success is to you, but to me, I be thinking about, damn, I'm still chasing that success. A lot of people in my age, they either have success or they accept it that they won't get the success that they were looking for. But most of them motherfuckers be resting. I mean, I ain't mad at them. Get your rest. But I ain't got time to rest. I didn't go to work when I was 17 or 18 and work at the same job for 30, 40 years and got some kind of built-up retirement or whatever the fuck. So I can't really think like, you know, the average motherfucker think. Man, I didn't ran through so much money, not for Christmas presents, but for shit that happened that I had to take care of. When you're a nigga like me, my daughter, I'm her insurance. I got life insurance when I'm talking about her car. So I had got her, well, of course, I don't think she gonna have a record, but I had got her liability, you know, and I got full coverage on my car. Now, that ought to tell me something right there. And I ain't had no accident, and I don't know when, 30, 40 years. But anyway, she did have an accident. And you know, I took the claim to the fucking insurance company. And they said, man, you tripping. You got liability. And then it struck me. Oh, my goodness. That's right. I had to pay $3,500. Which, fuck. I mean, it's a lot of money. But it ain't really that much money. So what I'm saying is, as I'm falling asleep, I just get tripping on me chasing success. And most nights, you know, I go to bed planning, you know, to create something or a path for tomorrow. But these last few nights, I've been going to bed realizing I'm already on my path. I'm already living my path for tomorrow. But that doesn't mean I have to stop planning for tomorrow. Now, this shit may not make any sense to you, but it makes hella sense to me, because it makes a difference in how you turn over to tuck your head in to go to sleep, that last breath you take before you fall asleep. So I'm saying all of this to say this. Take my advice on this. Whatever your goals are, make sure they are lofty, way up here, enough that when you reach them, it's going to make you feel like you're 40 feet tall. Now, what I'm saying is you don't want to make your goals so lofty that you can't reach it. No. You make it to where it's just out of your reach. Just out of your reach. So when you reach it, which you will to, you're going to feel what I'm talking about. So this year, I'm eliminating all my past sales. All that information you get on past videos, none of it is going to be mattering. Only what I say from 2023 forward is going to matter. Those videos are good because they got a hell of a game in them. But about the sale or whatever I'm talking about going on, you better just dismiss that, because it ain't even going. Even if it's the same motherfucking sale that I'm talking about when I'm talking about something 23, I'm talking about the amount. My point and what I'm saying is that I'm changing that SWU. Now, this semester, I'm adding, without any cost to the students, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to have a consultation, or it's like a consulting, or a consultant to the curriculum. See, one-on-one with me is something all my students don't want to take advantage of. Now, that's the way I think I should roll. I should be available. But I wasn't, because I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if I wanted to individually address problems, I would have to do one-on-one. Now, I did that already have where they can email me and talk to me and shit. But that's a little too formal for them if that's the case. So what we going to do is we going to video conference individuals. Now, I haven't decided if the one-on-one is going to be actually his appointment only, or if I'm going to have three or four motherfuckers on there at the same time and have a one-on-one consultation with the individuals. I don't actually know what I'm doing, but what I do know is I'm changing up. You see, there's a lot of motherfuckers who claim to be able to teach you how to get at women. And they tell you all kinds of goddamn things, except how to get at a motherfucking woman. Now, oh shit, I forgot. You don't needs women. I mean, excuse me, not women. Well, I'm saying that they want to tell you how to get at women. I mean, they're telling you about getting at women, but they don't tell you how to get at women. Now, you don't need this shit, but it is easier if you have tools, if you have the correct tools. Now, as a pimp, what is a tool? Well, his shoes, his clothes, any of his attire, his fucking rings, his car, his teeth. I mean, these are tools for pimps. And we use them. A bankroll. I'm talking about how fly your hoes look. You know, these are tools that we use to talk about when we fucking with another broad. I'm telling you, a tool. Well, wait, let's not get ahead of myself. What I'm saying is this. What is a tool? Not just told you about what's a tool for pimps, but a tool for you is anything you can use to help you in your endeavors. Now, to explain my tools, what you get in my tools are ideas and different templates for real conversations that don't work for you. What's more, my tools tell you the five fucking W's. Who, what, when, where, and why. My tools tell you who this particular conversation or set of words or ideas is going to work on. It tells you what you need to actually be able to put this conversation down. It tells you how to judge the proper time or timing that you use to put this down. It suggests, it don't tell you, but it suggests where this shit works best at. And then it tells you why. The psychology, the social aspect of it, the psychological. My tools do all that. Now, to hear something about how to catch is one thing. But to be able to see the reasoning, to be able to see the reasoning as you're listening to the tool, then you translate what you got from the tool to your actions. And then you're going to be seeing you attempting to do what the tool told you to do. But you're going to see how those attempts have increased what you was getting, before. And it starts making you believe in it. So, what I'm saying is this, fellas. This is what you get in each one of our fucking tools. Each one of you buy. And the reality of it is, this is a negative. There is no detox for the goddamn shit. It's going to be dope. And you're going to get hooked on the shit. That's just how it is. My confidence course is helping me right now as I continue traveling on this, journey of becoming a perfect professor. I had no idea I would be going on this journey back in the day. I just knew that at one point I wasn't going to be no pimp. And I figured what I would do after that would just come to me along the way. Now, if I didn't understand that the journey continues long after I have arrived, because I only want to be a big pimp. man, I still was on the journey all the years after I became a Big Ten. See, what I'm saying is, a lot of people, they're not ready for this shit. So what do I tell you? I'll tell you about your ABPs. Always be playing, and you'll be ready. Because if that's the case, you play. If you play, I'm saying shit. I fucking faced my fear of failing in this venture a long time ago. And the way I overcame it was attacking this goddamn shit with all I have. Kill me, motherfucker. Well, I don't want you to kill me, but if that's what it takes. There's no giving in to fearing me, although I'm a scary motherfucker. I experience fear a lot of times during any given month, in any given year. But my course has prepared me to critically think about shit. Critically think about anything I involve myself in. And this is very not unique for me, but it's unique in me. And I'm realizing that the initial anxieties that I experience is only natural because of how important things are to me in my future. So, you know what that knowledge does for me? It makes me know that I'm going to just continue being my usual fly self on any stage and handle any audience like a seasoned motherfucking veteran would. Because my whole life has been leading up to my future. Now, the first month of Southwest University, it's like elementary school, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, woo-woo. Each grade, you're learning a little more, and you put it all together when you be in the sixth grade, and then you really go to junior high and start learning some other shit. So the first month, you know, it's like elementary school, and you learn all the goddamn basics about life, about game, about women, about conversations. You learn all that shit. And the second month, it's like junior high, and you're going to learn how to recognize the tactics to use, any of the shit you learn, any other stuff you learned in the first month, the second month, you're going to learn how to use it. And in the last month, you're going to own it. You're going to modify it your own way. You're already using your own words, so it's not a big thing or a hard thing for you to stay on topic, because I don't tell you what to say. I just tell you how to say whatever it is you want to say to get the biggest effect. So what I'm saying is, in the last semester, the last month, what you do, the way you fucking show me and you that you know what the fuck you're doing, just by taking your ass out and doing it. That's the only way you get a diploma at Sidewalk University. It's not a school where you can read this and that, and then all of a sudden you take a test, and you can fucking ace this test. Now you can do this shit. Do you know how many motherfuckers graduate and can't fucking do what the fuck they done graduated in? Shit. That's why you ain't graduating unless you can do what you fucking learned at Sidewalk University. Now, and you want to help. Wouldn't it be a good thing if you was able to start an elementary school or something? No. Wouldn't it be a great thing if you was able to start elementary school all over again? See, that's what you get at Sidewalk University. we don't go with that history or math problems. We tell you about the history of life, the history of game, the history of being a motherfucker. And we know how to add up what we want with money and women and things of or possessions. But we don't learn the stuff normal people or the average person learns in school. We start over with a rebirth of you. The one-on-ones are like an after-school program, you know, where elementary school students get tutored in their understanding of whatever they not understand. Our one-on-one, since this is, in this one, it's about the truth. I catch them up always, never fails. I catch them in lies. I show them where it's lies. They admit that they're actually telling a lie. But it's so insignificant, you never would think it's a big deal. But every fucking lie you tell yourself just makes it more difficult for you to believe what you think. Because you know you're a liar. So, hell, you don't know what you're thinking is really what you think. Because you fucking tell yourself bullshit all the time. What I think, I know that's what I think. And I only have to think it right now and nothing to do it the next moment. That's just the way it is with me. And if you would really take the time to deal with what I be talking about, you would understand what I'm talking about is real. I don't know what all this should be, but I do know it'll be your time with me to express any of your concerns when I implement this one-on-one. It ain't gonna cost no money. It's gonna be part of the curriculum. Now, I was talking to this dude. I mean, he wasn't no partner, man. We just had to do some business. During the business, I was talking to the motherfucker. We got into a conversation that kind of lasted 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm thinking that I'm really getting my point across to dude because he's just silent, fucking just listening, eating it up, I thought. Then he said, Rosebud, you're a selfish, full of yourself, conceited bastard. That motherfucker said that. That was in the other part. And there was some napkins on the part. I looked at his ass as I was reaching for one of them goddamn napkins or Kleenexes or whatever it was. I handed it to him to say, Captain, you better wipe them glasses off so you can see. You can see that shit when we're talking. Because he, like most of you motherfuckers, misunderstand me. I know at one time, all I screamed was pimp this and pimp that. You know, and I am hard or rough. But that's because life makes it this way. And, of course, that's who I am, a product of my life. I could not very well scream out the ammo if I could tell them how to be a welder. I couldn't tell them which burner was best or what kind of shit to use or how to do this or that. You know, just like a football player can't explain a crossover move to you. Yeah, he's an athlete. Yeah, he's a pro. But he played fucking football. Do you think a basketball player can tell your ass how to withstand a middle linebacker's hit that he's about to put on you? See, what I'm saying is I know the ins and outs of my game. Not all game. But even in the game, period. You're going to learn about all that kind of shit That's play, whatever it is. You're going to learn something about it. But for the record, I respect each and every aspect of the game, but I pimped for mine. Now I'm using the skills as an instructor. Because, you know, I learned how to be an instructor by instructing them hoes, giving them individual instructions about what they had to do. Now, I'm instructing students with a whole bunch of different information, but the technique of getting them to listen, I already had known. So what I'm saying is now I'm lacing my students with the knowledge I learned about women, with the knowledge I learned about setting and achieving goals. I'm talking about, and most of all, I'm giving them game on how to hold and engage any person with their conversation. I mean, this has been a long growth period for me, although it's my third. The third one I didn't have in my life. I had a lot of growth periods. Three. But now during my second growth period, which was about 10 years ago, I grew to understand the importance of helping people. Now I've been wanting to help my neighbors, especially my black neighbors. But I go fair with whoever is my neighbor. Whoever my neighbor is, I'll be fair. No race distinction involved. Unless some jump off and he act racist or whatever. But if I win this coming year in 23, I'm going to look into this. I've been thinking about a community center for kids. And I've just been thinking about it. I may even a home base for Sidewalk University and have part of it as a community center. I mean, all this shit is ideas. It depends on how good I'm treated in 23. But I'm going to go hard on it because SWU is too valuable to stop where I am, man. I remember my mom used to always say, I don't mind at the devil's workshop. I don't know what the hell she was talking about when she would say that. But she would say it after she seen us and asked us what was we thinking about. And whenever we said nothing, she'd say that shit. You ain't thinking about nothing else. I don't mind at the devil's workshop. I didn't know then. But I do now understand what she was saying. See, a person should always be thinking of self-improvement. I'm in a perpetual state of thought. And this, my friends, is tiring. I don't think so much because my mother's words made me think. But I do notice that keeping my mind occupied keeps me, you know, out of the way. I ain't been in no trouble in 30 years. So when it comes to my me time, it's a time when I try not to think as of you. I try not to think of what I need to implement. I try not to think of nothing when it comes to my me time. But guess what? I don't get much me time. Because it's damn near impossible. It ain't damn near. It's impossible for me to stop thinking about what the fuck I want to do. I'm always thinking about something that I, a lot of times, still come up short. Most people would say, ain't that a bitch? You know what I think? No. It's not a bitch. It's life. And I'm fucking living it. With all the ups and downs until they throw the latch of a bird on my ass. I am not going to be shying away from what's coming to me. Now, I started back dealing with Facebook, and then in my absence, according to some of the people, was missed. But I'm starting over on that platform. But I'm going more with the Professor Dixon's persona. I'm not going to be Rosebud. Lately, I've been taking so differently. You know, I'm sure that I ain't gonna have time, nor do I even want to have time to engage shit like I was doing before on Facebook. It helped me a lot. It helped me to learn how to deal with the actually make money on it. I've learned when you step off into any part of this avenue, you better be there. If you are, when you're done, you'll be, have earned your crown. I'm saying you gotta realize you can't be something until you become it. So it's an ongoing battle. The accolades are many, but when it's all said and done, your ass should have plenty, which will make you feel a certain way. How do you think you're gonna feel? There's people I know who didn't make the right turns in this game. They remember to have a dabble with malice. Testers are no pimps and hoes who made all the right turns, and they just treasure the memories of the game. Talking to a 56-year-old ex, I was sounding like she's 17 turning out, remembering. I think it's fair to say memories for most of you guys. Way off. Just don't forget along the way. All your memories do not have to be pleasant. You all one day gonna have memories that's gonna help you live the rest of your life and hopefully age with great dignity. Unless you wasn't down. In that case, you're gonna be like the many as I know, and be mad at the world. The abadabba, like life, is no joke. That's why you should dream. Then you should dream big. If you don't simply dream and stop at the dream, but you try to achieve what you're dreaming of, become goals. I chose to become a great man in an arena. Most of the participants failed to do so, and this doesn't make me any better than you or any one of them motherfuckers. I don't even want to be better than the next motherfucker. I just want to be looked upon as a person with extreme tenacity, wherewithal. I want to be remembered as a man who chased it. My vision, caught it, and did hell of shit for men with it. I got the intuitiveness that I need. And it's really called tenacity. See, tenacity is a word that I use often in our conversation because it's just not an everyday fucking word. But that word can be applied to things we do every single day. See, I take words and make acronyms out of them. You know, that's where each letter of the word stands for another word. But not only do I do that, I make the words that it stands for be part of a sentence. And this sentence, when you read it, it's all about the game. Now, let's take the word tenacity. T-E-N-A-C-I-T-Y. The T is for true or truth. You can't live without that. The E is for effort. And you'll never get anything by simply wanting it. Got to put the effort in to get it. The N is for never. which you will never stop striving for the best. The A is for allows, because having this abadabra allows you to move and think positive daily. The C is for curious. Curiosity didn't kill a cat. It woke me and a lot of cats up. The I is for intelligence. It's going to grow with the time you spend being down and buried. Now the T is for two, T-O. All I know is I'm going to. And the Y is for yield, something we will never do. Now, those are the words for the letters. The sentence reads, truth and effort will never allow your curiosity to yield or give up. That's what I'm talking about. Good game for any man is priceless. And you want to know what's more valuable than that? Knowing how to use this abadabra in the correct way. Young men who studied with me are all doing the same thing, the one thing that they had deemed impossible. No, they're not copying me or letting me tell them how to be pimps. They're finally being themselves. And they're out there in the mix enjoying themselves. They're not faking. They're not lying. They talking to women. The same streets that you claim are so dangerous, which they are. But the real motherfuckers don't sweat that kind of little shit. They go out there and get more game with the game they got. And the game they got, I lace them with. I can only tell you how to drive. You're still going to have to get in the car, start it up, and navigate the roads. Same with this game that y'all playing with. You cannot tell HD the Great or Boss Hogg or Quentin or Young Ramsey the Beat or Brooklyn Sean or Rashetti or Al Franklin or Broderick Wright or a gang of motherfuckers that I've lusted this game. You can't tell them motherfuckers the scary bullshit y'all be talking about. Once again, I'm dedicating my shit to men. I just said several times, I'm dealing with all men who have a desire to do it right. I know I do. And there's one thing in my life I did that I'm not as proud of as the rest of my bees. See, I was part of what ultimately was the undoing of this goddamn barbecue. Not any of our intentions, nor was it the producer's intentions. But American Pimp is directly responsible for the influx of so many unqualified motherfuckers getting in the game. You go back to the Max, Superfly, any of that shit, and all these about pimps you've seen. The good and the bad. Otherwise, the good and the bad kept the suckers from wanting to get in it. But when American Pimp came out, you know, it showed success. That's all it showed. Sure, Dre went to jail, but that didn't really show the negative side of the game, because who in the fuck had cameras and shit in your jail cell? Don't get me wrong. Jail is negative no matter how you look at it. But we all shine so brightly in American Pimp, and none of us really spoke about the pitfalls. So it was like inviting scary-ass motherfuckers into the game. That's the big reason I kicked this game the way I do. Raw. If I would have held close to the position of not telling anyone about this game, it wouldn't even be this bad. Almost a billion motherfuckers saw that goddamn film. I bet none of y'all know that motherfucking film played on premium channels for over 10 years straight. Look it up. From 98 to 2008, it played. dispose of luxuries I and all who were really and truly about this abadabra earned, and we just made it look so attractive. So attractive to suckers wanted in. Another culprit besides that film is crack cocaine. Because if so many pimps wouldn't have been taken out, you know, by that goddamn crack, then it got completely took out the game by that crack. If they wouldn't have, they would have been out on the scene to run them fake motherfuckers off. But since ain't nobody out there, then fakes is out there running wild, thinking what they talking about is real. Shit, American pimp and crack combined help kill our lifestyle. Now, when you think of it, when you think of shit, and you don't have answers at that moment, it becomes a concern. But once you realize the concern, and you don't have ways to handle it, it becomes a problem. Now, that's how most of you deal with shit you think of. You wait until it becomes a problem before you tackle it to solve. Now that them pretenders, the pretendos, are a problem, you're going to look into it by Googling solutions, which ain't going to help you at all. I wonder if you paid attention to the statement I made about real sayings a few videos back. Real sayings from the streets being taken and abused. I heard a song saying something like pretty is what pretty does. Then this motherfucker went on to say, and she will always be pretty to him. Pretty is what pretty does. Has nothing to do with looks. It has to do with dedication to the game. Especially when you have women. Otherwise, the most often way pretty is, you know, what pretty does was used was in a pimp's conversation defending the fact that he knows just because a broad is fine don't mean she gonna be able to be, you know, get him his money proper. And by the same token, a big old bitch that ain't that attractive can be the best old that motherfucker ever had. So, a pretty bitch giving you a lot of problems is as ugly as they come. And a big ass bitch who's confident in her femininity can pay like she weigh. Sayings are ways for a group of people to understand something only they can understand. Sayings are not meant to be used with no regards to the meaning. What the women who claim to be about it are missing today are the goals of being with a top-flight motherfucking nigga representing this goddamn game, and then they represent the nigga on the track. In my day, shit, if a woman wanted to fuck with me and she had the chance to actually get with me, she stood out to be seen. She let me or whoever she wanted to fuck with see she was down. And when the nigga got at her, she chose. Now, if you don't give her this idolized symbol of a capable man, if you don't give her that to chase after, she's going to lose interest in showing off her wares. She's going to continue to come out and get money, if that's the case, go to clubs, party, but that's all she's going to do because she's missing what drives her. A real motherfucker. All she sees today is motherfuckers playing dress up and not even dressing up right. She gets to see firsthand how little the so-called men of today believe in being a real man. You motherfuckers today blast all over Facebook how much you believe in rapping. Not only do you not care or know, the bitch see this shit. She listen to your motherfucking ass fronting, asking real bitches to break bread with you. That shit is demoralizing to a woman. If this woman's considering being down and she hear you being like that, she might not say nothing. But she's just, oh, God. It's demoralizing. What's he going to be down for? Some nigga who ain't even sure or nothing, go for what he know in one field? Some of you want to be a jack of all trades and the master of none? What makes a woman even want to be there is the men in her life. Today you have very few women because you have very few men. In our day, 2 + 2 = 4. You motherfuckers will never be the niggas you idolize until you have more faith in this fucking abadabra. I'm not talking to all y'all out there. But even those of you who know I ain't talking to you should hear this shit and get pissed off enough to do what we did. We smashed the motherfucking pretender. Because we knew, you know, that motherfucker was going to eventually fuck the game up. Now, I guess I'm going to talk about this, but recently, me and one of my partners was talking, and the question came up, why is it so important for a femme to stay trans? Now, that question is easily answered. But if you dig deeper and you get some critical thinking going about what the question is asking, it's really deep. Pimps are not ordinary thinking men. Pussy excites us, but not as much as looking in the mirror and seeing a button pimp looking back at him does. We eat food, but as often as possible, we like to rub elbows with the elite when we eat. So for various reasons, you could say, we dress to the teeth. But it's only one real reason. And that's because that motherfucker thinks of himself as a pimp. If you consider yourself a true pimp, you're going to want to look the part as well as being perceived as the real deal when people see you, especially when they talk to you. This don't mean you have to be stupid to do it every day, but it does mean you have to be dressed. If you don't dress, then you don't want people to see you and be in awe of what you represent. The biggest thing to a real pimp is the recognition of his hard work and accomplishment of becoming real. Once he perceives himself as a real pimp, he will not allow anyone to see him differently. Today we have very few real pimps who dress daily and have the principles that can cut a diamond. Real pimps have accepted their roles in society and don't want no perpetrators around fucking the game up. In his mind, he is acutely aware of the dudes he run into. He's going to try to imitate him. And part of his distinguishing himself from pretenders is in his dress. There really is a lot to being a real pimp. Today's youngsters just don't understand it. Now, if I wore an outfit and somebody had the same bang on when I got to where I was going, 310, I see you there. Now, I'm wondering, am I going to be able to hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just calling to ask you a question as well as to let you know that the number ain't on the screen. I have to go back to a few of your old videos to get the number.
Oh, shit, man. You mean I didn't put the number? I sure didn't.
Nah, for a couple of your videos, your recent, maybe like 2 or 3 of your recent videos, it's not up. So I have to go down your YouTube. Through a couple
I just remembered to do it, bro. Thanks for letting me know that, man, because I have been tripping. You got a question?
Yeah. What's your take on some women being like a bleeding heart motherfucker, as your words, like you would say, to their friends as far as like they bullshit, versus being real and honest.
A bleeding heart.
I mean, I'm just using your words. Yeah, I'm just using your perspective so you can know where I'm coming from.
Well, man, as far as what do I think, what's my take on a woman? What do you mean on her being a bleeding heart or me being a bleeding heart?
Okay, for better sake, what's the nicest words to tell my woman? Like, not say fuck your friend, but who gives a fuck what the fuck she's saying?
Because
the bitch is full of shit and she don't recognize what's real.
Wait, I see what you're asking there now. But check this out. Without having a particular instance, I'm going to just use something. What I'm saying is, you know, you talking to your woman, she bringing this other broad up or whatever, blah, 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 and shit. I mean, you don't have to say fuck that bitch. But what you say, have to let her know that's what you mean. And you might have to say fuck that bitch when it comes to me and this, you know, the shit me and you talking about. Or you could drop a lug on her. I don't know. You might want to go fuck with that bitch, you know. You could drop a lug on her. If that worked, that'll work. But other than that, you got to check it right now. And then when you didn't check it right now and she ain't acting like she checked, you got to go further. Either you're going to have to leave the bitch or you're going to have to let the bitch know. You might have to grab the bitch. Now, I grab a bitch, but I don't really do that shit no more. No, I don't do that. I'm gonna be honest, man. I grabbed a bitch about 4 or 5 months ago, and I had to actually get. I wasn't really serious when I grabbed her, but when that bitch was so strong, she was about to throw me over. I had to really, you know, put the man shit on her. I said, "Wait, stop."
Well, bud, you 70, you 69.
I'm 70, man. I know, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I can't do that shit no more, man. So I didn't want to say grab. I caught myself. But, man, you got to stand up for whatever it is what I'm saying, right then and right there. Do you think I look good or whatever? Oh, look, baby, you sound insecure. Now, I ain't here spend my time trying to make you secure. You got to tell them.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Yeah, because in reality, if you didn't look good, motherfucker, I wouldn't be fucking with you.
Hey, man, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
All right, good shit, bro.
Hey, man.
Wait. I cut you off, man. What?
No, last thing I'm going to say, it also brought back a memory to one of your old videos. You were saying, like, you were telling someone, like, oh, I don't want to hear your bullshit. If I want to listen to some bullshit, I could just call my wife.
All right, man. Be cool, brother. Hey, you guys, that was... Okay, he at least showed me my shit work. Hey, listen. I was talking about serious business. You guys have on the same shit. What I'm saying is, motherfucker have on whatever he got on, and I put on whatever I'm putting on at home, and I get there, and this motherfucker got on something similar, but it's just a different color. I'm leaving, and if there's somewhere I want to really be, I go to one of my brows, spot and change, and come back. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's so much to being a real motherfucker. That motherfuckers today don't understand is that shit shows that you want to be an individual. Yeah, we both cool, and we kind of got the same taste, but I wish I would wear some shit you got on. You know, you guys be dressing alike, have all the same jewelry, fake-ass jewelry, then you want to claim you real. Think about the bitches, man. This is me talking about. First, they put on the eye makeup, they put on the wig, they put on all kind of makeup, change their cheeks, change the color of their lips, you know, change the color of their eyes, change the color of their shape, push their titties up, do all this fake-ass shit, and then the first thing they say out their mouth is they want a real man. And you motherfuckers, fake like a motherfucker. Don't even see yourself as being a fake man. Shit, no matter how many hundreds your motherfucking ass Photoshop and put on Facebook, you still wearing a goddamn t-shirt and tennis shoes. So you look weak and very un-pimpish. Now, imagine a time when dudes claiming the pimping all had three or more holes. Now, imagine you're one of them. You know what I say to that? Damn, man, you got a hell of an imagination. Because now one of you niggas will ever be able to have more than one woman, and you know it. We believed in carousing with as many women as we could. In my 15 years of doing blog talk radio the other day, I had a first. I told you motherfuckers nothing is better to a veteran temp than to kick game the youngsters who's eating it up. Now, I feel a little pride. You know, the first was, I'm hearing how much goddamn sharper you motherfuckers are. I mean, I get the sucker shit, but not like I used to. And I'd hardly ever get motherfuckers. I'm going to argue their point. See, I already planted the seeds, and the fertilizer has been all these times we kick it. And I'm going to represent the who, what, when, where, and why of turning out to be a man at all times is important. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to be serious about this fucking journey we on. But if you are, you're going to get some fantastic views of life as an alpha man. And first things first, do you know why or what made you want a man up? I hope it ain't money. Shit, you can get money 10,000 ways. So it surely has to be about more than the moolah. I know what made me want to be a shot caller. I bet Tay knows why he turned out. I can't lie. It has money as a lure. But I didn't need to, you know, I didn't need to want to be down and dirty to get money. I was getting money when I turned out. I'm sure you probably was too. What was it that drove you to this life? You need to know this shit. I'm focused on my goals. I'm living a life that many dream. I'm on a mission to go down in history as Philmo Slim will. I'm playing with fire and it ain't burning me. And I know I'm only responsible for what I believe. Given those facts, the only fucking thing available for me is to keep on pushing until I'm at the pinnacle of my being. I ain't gonna stop until I see some resemblance of what this game was back in the day. And I won't be happy until all of these young dudes get the message. This game is precious, and you're a big part of it. You got to take it upon yourself to always be the standard in representing what it is you think makes you qualified to say you're a man. Never, and I mean never, make a person guess who it is you are. Now, goddammit, that's about it. Didn't have no questions, but the brother showed me my speakers and shit work, so that was the people fucking with me the other day. They were funny. Hey, I'm gone, y'all. Happy fucking New Year.